Thank you for joining us. This is Luke Kramer with the STAR Coalition. I am speaking to Dr. Steve Brannan, the CMO at Karuna Pharmaceuticals. I appreciate you spending a couple of minutes with us today. As I'm asking a lot of folks around the industry and advocacy, can you maybe speak for a few minutes about how is the current landscape with this pandemic really affecting the work that you're doing and maybe some observations you've seen recently? And again, thanks for joining with us for a second.
Sure, Luke. Thanks. Happy to do that. Also, from my role with some organizations I'm involved in with Collaborations for Novel Solutions, which is a group looking at methodology of trials, as well as the International Society of Clinical Trial Methodology, ISCTM. I'm on the scientific committees and executive committees for these organizations, and that also gives me a view. Actually, Karuna has been relatively spared given a lot of what companies are going through because we've not had large studies that have had been shut down. We've only had a smaller study on phase one, which is an inpatient type study, and we were at the end of a cohort, so we've paused that, but that's the only thing we've had to actively go into. The other is just trying to plan ahead. So just this background.
Okay.
Yeah, it's had a huge impact on ongoing trials, as I'm sure you're aware from other people talking. It's clear that studies that are just starting, particularly those that are not, quote, essential, they're having to do all sorts of things, either to stop the study or pause the study. There are, of course, studies that are ongoing where we consider things essential medical things going forward. Cancer is a good one, and mental health. There's several kinds of things that are going forward. Even in neurology, prevention of Alzheimer's, prevention of Parkinson's disease, these things are going forward in general because you don't want to pause things when you really have active things going on. I think a lot for the study participants, I'm getting a lot of information that it's also a scary time. They're reaching out to sites and other folks saying, what's going on? What can we do? And they are getting cut off from some of their usual paths and connections that help assist them. And so they're sort of actively looking for those sorts of things, and the sites are getting, from what I'm hearing, a lot of calls from individual subjects and patients.
I know this has been a very stressful time for a lot of the patients. I know a lot of sites are really working on focusing on the safety and well-being of the patients and making sure that's one of their top priorities. Well, I know that you guys have a lot of things coming down the pipeline. There's a lot of exciting things happening at Karuna Pharmaceuticals, at Karuna Therapeutics. So I appreciate the time and your perspective today. As we go forward, I'd love to revisit, just because I know things are evolving on really a minute to my minute basis sometimes. But would you be willing to come back and speak with us again? I'd really appreciate it.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And it reminds me of something I didn't mention. People don't think about this, but there's a lot of supplies involved with trials and whatnot. And in addition to that, a lot of places are now, we're having to figure out, number one, how do you get masks and tests and stuff like that into places? So a lot of places are already instituting that. So anybody who comes in is appropriately tested, and they're also giving appropriate social distancing. I heard stories about sites also having people wait out in cars and being able to deliver things to them. Some of the study medications are also being held up, as people may be familiar with. It's on the internet that China, produces a lot of medicines. India does a lot of this stuff, and so the flow of things that really relates to all sorts of medications, not just study medications, is being delayed. And in our case, that's something that we are struggling with and trying to figure out, will we get those in time to start our new studies? If not, do we delay them, et cetera, et cetera? So sorry, I forgot about that, but that's probably an important thing to mention. And more than happy to come back and talk to you again.
Thank you so much. A lot of layers to peel through, and hopefully there's some lessons that we can all learn across the industry take some lessons from this. It's not an easy time for a lot of people. But thank you again, Dr. Brannan. We appreciate your time. Again, this is Dr. Steve Brannan. He is the CMO at Karuna Pharmaceuticals. You can actually learn more a little bit about Karuna and the work that they do by going to karunatx.com, karunatx.com. Thanks for your time today, Dr. Brannan, and we will be speaking again soon.
You're welcome, Luke. Good luck.
Thank you.